All right, you're here for episode 14 of The Boss Talk, presented by Guy Boston Sports. I'm Ev Singleton, always alongside my main man, Sean Palmer. Sean, how we doing this evening?
Finally back at it. Haven't been back since the Super Bowl win, so it's good to be back at the podcast.
We got a Celtics-predominant episode today, but we're going to sprinkle in a little bit of Patriots. And, enjoy. Here we go.
Heard they tell me out, I'm counting my, I'm loading my, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. Real ones been dying, the fake ones are lit. Game is off balance, I'm back on my, the Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all in my, I'm all in my bag, as hard as a kid. I do not store powder, I might take a sip, I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. Roll with some fiends.
All right, Sean, let's start off talking some Celtics and Anthony Davis, the possibilities of that happening. Where do you stand on that? I don't even know if you and I have really even talked about where we stand on the Anthony Davis trade too much on the, or Anthony Davis possible trade on the podcast. So where does your, where's your overall, no really direction here. What's your overall take on this Anthony Davis situation?
And a lot has happened with Anthony Davis since the last time we did a podcast.
Right.
And like J. Cole just said, he's making a list and he's checking it twice. And the first time he checked, reportedly, the Celtics were not on that list. But now guess what? As he repeated about 45 times yesterday during the All-Star press conference, the Celtics are indeed on that list. And it's going to be a little tricky after the owner of the Pelicans fired the GM. Some people are speculating that him and Danny Ainge had some deal in place, or at least preemptive talks of where they were going to not make a deal with the Lakers. And now that's off the table. We have a new owner. We have Danny Ainge, who's probably still probably going to get the deal done, but I don't know where you stand on the Jason Tatum part of this deal, but I am hesitant to give up Jason Tatum for Anthony Davis, even though Davis is saying he wants to go to Boston. I don't know if he'll sign an extension, but it's awfully risky to trade away your team for possibly maybe a year of Anthony Davis.
Yeah, so let's take it in that direction. The Jason Tatum piece, because I have, I think in my last live stream, I do the Celtics post-game live streams, if you didn't know. And so I think in my last, I finally just officially declared, like, I don't care what happens. I don't want to trade Jason Tatum for Anthony Davis no matter what. I also kind of like, hedged my bet a little bit and said, if they do trade Tatum to get Anthony Davis, I'm not going to be that mad. Like, it's I'm still kind of on the fence. But and people make fun of me and troll me on my stream for how much I am on the fence. Because one stream I'm saying I want to trade Tatum, and the next stream I'm like, no, I don't. But now I'm officially sticking to it. I don't want to. I don't mind if they don't trade Tatum for Anthony Davis. I am all in for the future of this team. I know Anthony Davis with Kyrie Irving would make us an absolute force win-now team, and they'd be the behemoth 1,000% that we all thought they were going to be coming into the season. But let's not forget that we thought they were already going to be that behemoth, Sean. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's always said, oh, Anthony Davis to Boston. It's always been a little bit of a rumor, but no one thought we needed Anthony Davis. He was always an icing on the cake. Like, imagine if we got AD. Well, now it's like, oh boy, what's this team doing? Now we need Anthony Davis, but I'm fully committed to Tatum now. I want to see where this goes. And what do you think of that? Because I fully believe that if you are a true diehard Celtics fan, you can wait the 3 years for Tatum to develop into a player possibly that Kyrie or Anthony Davis is right now. We can wait on Tatum. I think so. And I think if they choose not to move anything and we keep Brown too, I think he might be right there too. But yeah, what do you think of that? I'm officially, and if this is the first you're hearing, if you're solely a Boss Talk listener and you haven't heard me on any other Guy Boston Sports platform saying this, I am officially off the trade Tatum for Anthony Davis train.
And do you think that'll change within the next couple of months?
No. Like I'm saying, I and everyone that watches the streams, everyone that watches my streams knows they make fun of me for being an absolute always changing my take on that. Like I'm admittedly so was always so much on the fence about it. Like, oh, I don't want to, but then seconds later I'd be like, for Anthony Davis, fine, I would. Nope, I'd much rather trade Kyrie Irving for Anthony Davis at this point. I know it's all about getting those two to play together, but screw it, man. I want to see what Tatum develops. There's plays that he makes and I'm just like, that guy is 20? Like, that kid is 20? Give me a break. I'm off the trade. I don't want to trade Tatum. But again, John, I hedged my bet. I said, if they do make that trade, I'm not going to be devastated. Like, it's still Anthony fucking Davis. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you're still bringing in an absolute superstar, future Hall of Famer. So, I don't know. I'm in a tough place, but I am officially picking my side of the fence, but guess what? I have my body and everything right up next to that fence. Like, I'm still there, but I've declared a side.
All right, well, I'll try to climb this fence a little bit. You know, before we got Tatum, it was all about Anthony Davis and Kevin Durant. We didn't care what we did to get them. But then this Brooklyn Nets trade that we made with Pierce and Garnett, it started to – it gave us Jaylen Brown. It gave us Jason Tatum. And now we're kind of getting a little confident, and we're starting to think, you know, maybe we don't need these guys. Maybe we don't. But now you have the possibility of trading Jason Tatum, which was such a steal, by trading our number one pick to get to the number three. And now Markelle Fultz is in Orlando. Like, what happened there?
Yeah.
But now we have Tatum. We have Jaylen Brown, who was voted the vice president of the NBA Players Association. The guy is almost too smart. It's almost dangerous how smart he is.
Yep.
At such a young age. And now I don't know if I want to trade Tatum for Anthony Davis. Even, I know, like you said, once it happens, which people think it's basically a done deal, which it's never a done deal, especially when you deal with Danny Ainge, we're probably going to forget pretty soon about Tatum. But then if Davis leaves and we're seeing Tatum tear it up in New Orleans, we're literally going to want to stab our eyes out every night that Tatum is playing.
Yeah.
And Davis is off in Los Angeles after playing for a year or two in Boston.
Right. And it's like,
it's such a rough path to take with this trade.
Because it's not like you're looking for an absolute superstar that's 28. Like, Davis is still 25. But my thing is that if like I did, I decided that, all right, I want to go Tatum. But you also just have to acknowledge the route that you're not going to be better right away. Like, everyone, there's some crazy Celtics fans out there saying, no, Tatum's just as good as Davis. Like, we don't need to trade for Davis. I don't want to move Tatum. Like, no, get the hell out of here. If you are going to keep Tatum and refuse to trade him for Anthony Davis, you have to realize as a Celtics fan that, okay, I'm doing this strictly because I love Tatum. Like, it isn't actually the analytical, statistical, eye for eye type move that makes sense. Like, you're doing it because you overly believe, which I am starting to do. That's what I mean when I pick this side. You're overly believing in Tatum now. You want to see it. Like, you're willing to take a flyer on Tatum rather than getting an Anthony Davis, because you know what, Sean? A power forward is not as valuable as an absolute dominant wing player. Think about who are the two guys that get debated for greatest of all time. Michael Jordan and LeBron James. You know who's up there too? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain. You ever hear their names? No.
Because, not often.
Because if you are a wing player, a great wing player, Larry Bird, like that, you are an absolute force in the league. And you know what? I'll say it. Tatum could be better than Anthony Davis. We don't know that. If Tatum gets to where Anthony Davis is now in 5 years, then he's better because he's a wing. That's how the league works. Just think about it. When you debate who the greatest of all time is, you're not talking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the guy that scored more points than anyone. You're not talking about Wilt Chamberlain, a guy that was dominant as all hell. They told him that he was shooting too much, so the next year he went out and led the league in assists as a center. No one says those guys' names. It's because the wing is king. Ooh, that's a nice t-shirt idea.
Ooh,
the
that,
wing is
that
king.
Is good.
Damn. All right, but yeah, so that's – but you, like I said, like I started this rant – You gotta realize that it isn't about you. I mean, you're trading like a I don't want to say this, it makes Tatum sound bad, but you're trading a B player for an A player. But you gotta just understand that, okay, well, it's because I like the letter B way more. You know what I mean, Sean?
Yeah.
Like,
in worst case scenario, you trade Tatum for Davis. Davis doesn't commit to a 1 year deal, or an extension, I mean. And Kyrie does a 1 year and then a 1 year option as a player like LeBron does, and then Tatum's gone, Davis is gone, Irving is gone, and then you start over completely from scratch, and we are just in doomstown.
Not ready for that, right? I mean, it's, you got to decide. I guess it also comes back to this. Like, you have to decide if you want this to be a Jason Tatum team or a Kyrie Irving team. A Kyrie Irving team has Anthony Davis on it. A Jason Tatum team is taking, you know, Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and kind of focusing on those guys. I think I'm ready, though. I'm ready to say I want it to be a Jason Tatum team. And again, you have to acknowledge, like, I'm fully acknowledging that that's not the better basketball player move. Like, Kyrie Irving's better than Jason Tatum. Anthony Davis is better than Jason Tatum. But I think it's going to be damn fun as a fan to watch them develop Jason Tatum. Just like when I've said on Twitter a few times that I miss the 2016 Celtics with Isaiah, Jay Crowder, Avery Bradley, those guys that just gave it all. Everyone's like, oh, you think blah, blah, blah. Like, no, I get it. This team has more stars. This team's better. But you know what? I loved watching that team. As a fan, forget the championships or playoffs or anything like that. I enjoyed watching that team more. And that's what I'm talking about with Tatum. You got to understand that. But then you have the fallback that, hey, you know what? Maybe he can be a legendary player. So it's not like you're just like that. We knew what that 2016 Celtics team was. So we knew, me saying that I miss watching that team, I would never take that team over this team. I'm just saying it's more fun to watch. But Jason Tatum, I could take the fun guy to watch, the guy that I want to love and I want to see him grow and not want him to be a lifelong Celtic. And then who knows, you know, you might find lightning and he could be a better player than Anthony Davis. The wing is king, Sean, and we have a wing that could be a king.
That will probably be a t-shirt by the end of the night. But you know what, Celtics Nation, we might not even think of this way, but we might be like craving our next like Paul Pierce and Jason Tatum.
Right.
We want a career Celtic and Jason Tatum, wanted to have his whole career here, get celebrated, win a couple championships. And I think we're scared to lose that by trading him away to New Orleans for just a couple of years of Anthony Davis.
Right. And again, it all falls back on, like you've brought up multiple times, what if Anthony Davis is out? What if Anthony Davis signs a 4-year+1 deal and then he wants to leave after that? You know what I mean? Like, you don't, even if he does sign long term here, it's like, well, what, you have a 5-year window now to win the championship? That doesn't mean
he might get hurt.
Probably will get hurt. Like Anthony
Very
Davis.
Goofy.
One of my buddies, Jake, brings this up a lot. He's like, you're going to depend on your two superstars, Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis. They might combine for a full season every single year. Barely, if that. They're both two of the softest players in the league. They are. And I love them both on the court. Like, that's a fact that they're both very soft when it comes to injuries.
Unless
and
it's the All-Star game, then they're good to go.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
Both
that's
of them.
Obvious. Yeah. But. So, Anthony, like, I think you need the Celtics are one of those franchises that you just need a Celtic. You know what I mean? You need a Celtic on there. You don't have a Celtic. Isaiah Thomas was a Celtic. Kyrie Irving isn't a Celtic. Do you know what I mean? I'm using that term as, like, an adjective or a noun or whatever, but you know what I mean? Like, Marcus Smart is as close as we have as that, like, Celtic, the true Celtic, the guy that gets it. He bleeds green. They don't really have that much, and you know what? If you think Tatum's that guy, which I'm starting to believe, because we'll get into in a second some of the comments he's made recently. I mean, I'm willing to just ride Tatum. I don't think the Celtics need to make a move because I've already said on my streams and everything, I've probably said on this podcast, Sean, I don't expect them to win the championship this year, and I don't really care if they don't win it next year either. They're not the team we thought. If they do go and win it, you know I have a history of saying teams won't win championships on this podcast, and then they go and do it. So, I mean, I'm all for saying that they're not going to win it, but I just don't see the Celtics winning it. I just want to have fun watching this team. And I know it'd be fun watching Anthony Davis. Like I said, I'd get over it quickly. But I think I'm fully committed to Tatum. I love the way that kid played. Love it.
Didn't he not just guarantee a championship this year the other day?
Yeah, so we'll talk about two of his comments. In the last 48 hours, Sean, he has said, I'd like to play my whole career in Boston. So that kind of got me going. He said that on Saturday night, I believe. And then yesterday morning, he came out and said that he guarantees that the Celtics will be in the championship this year or something. I don't know if he said they'll win it. I want to say he did, but I know that he guaranteed at least a finals appearance. So let's start with the first thing he said, I think his quote was much aligned to, I can't control the things I can't control, but I'd like to be a Celtic for my entire career. How do you like a guy saying that? Because usually when a guy says that, that means a lot. And he's only 20 and he's already saying shit like that.
I mean, I love it. I mean, we know that Kyrie Irving said it, and then all this stuff came out that he's looking to move on, go to New York, and he said he wants to be the reason that nobody ever wears number 11 again. He does that incredibly emotional commercial with his dad, gave me the goosebumps. So he better mean it. But with him, he's such an intellectual and such a weird way of looking at things that I don't know what he's talking about half the time. But Tatum, he seems about as straightforward as it gets, and I think he means that.
Yeah.
And the problem with the media is that the other day, I think they were talking about gossip that he's ready to go to New Orleans and take over that franchise. I don't even know if he ever said that.
No,
and
they're
just running with it.
The confusing thing with that was when his dad, Jason Tatum's dad, came out and said, hell, I'd trade my own son to get Anthony Davis to Boston type of thing. And then Jason Tatum had said, well, I would trade myself too to get Anthony Davis. Kind of both as jokes, like Anthony Davis is that good, I'd trade myself for him. You know what I mean? But now people want to take things that he said, take little bits and pieces and run with it, being like, oh, Jason Tatum is ready for his own team and whatnot. Jason Tatum just said 2 days ago that he wants to be a Celtics for his entire career, and that's what pumps me up. Seeing a guy say that at so young, and like you said, I was going to ask you this question. You kind of answered it already. One guy named Kyrie Irving says he wants to be a Celtic forever. One guy named Jason Tatum says he wants to be a Celtic forever. Who do you trust more?
Absolutely, Tatum.
Right. Kyrie Irving has beat around the bush for his entire career. I remember in college when he was really injured and stuff, and he talked to some people, and like, you didn't even know what he was saying. Like, okay, are you going to play this year? When are you going to be back? Like, how many games are you going to miss? And like, are you going to go to the draft even though you're still hurt? Like, all this shit. And it's like, damn, can this guy just give you like a yes? Sean, out of all this time, all this talk about how, well, Danny Ainge says that him and Kyrie are still on the same page, blah, blah, blah. Why doesn't Kyrie already said it once. He said it once, so he has nothing to lose. This is his opportunity when the press asks him about what's he doing. Just be like, hey, shut the hell up. I'm staying in Boston. I said it, and I'm going to stick to my word. Do you know what that would do? That would galvanize Celtics fans. Hell, they would go on a 30-plus game win streak. And guess what? We only have like 30-something games left, maybe 25 games left. So, boy, oh, boy. If Kyrie said something like that, book the finals. Book that finals ring, because Kyrie Irving saying, I meant what I said and I'm staying here, would make people go crazy. But guess what he can't do? He can't say that. Like, you can't just say that you want to stay here. You already said it, Kyrie. Just say it again. But no, he's going to do what's best for him and his career, and he doesn't owe anyone any shit.
A guy could retire tomorrow, and he would have like a 4-hour press conference. I don't know what he's going to do.
Crazy. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just totally trusting Tatum saying something over. Because Tatum, how many things has Tatum said that you lose value in? You know what I mean? Jaylen Brown said the whole thing about how he's going to win the championship every single year for the next 5 years. And then it's
like, I think he just got a little excited talking to Taylor Rooks.
Yeah, that could be. And then, but, you know, Jason Tatum, like, okay, so I'll ask you the same question. Talking about just like trustworthy guys, Jaylen Brown says they're going to win a championship. Tatum says they're going to win a championship. I'm still going with Tatum. You know what I mean? Like, something about Tatum tells me that I just want to believe what he says. And you know what that means? That means I love him as a basketball player. That means that I want to stick to him. That means I want to ride him in a... Oh, boy, that's tough. Yikes. Breaking news. Evan wants to ride Jason Tatum. If it keeps him in Boston, whatever. But, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I just take his word for what it is rather than Jaylen Brown, like, okay, yeah, pal, you don't actually mean that. Kyrie Irving, I've learned ever since you told that little boy in Cleveland that you're never leaving and you looked him in the eyes, I've started to doubt Kyrie, because now it's like, Kyrie might stay, and he might be here for years to come, Sean, but he's always going to be a more media-driven Hollywood star-type guy. He's never going to bleed green. I'll say it. I don't care. Kyrie Irving is a magician on the court, but he's never going to bleed green. I'll follow Kyrie to the end of the earth basketball-wise. The minute he starts talking about all his conspiracies and starts talking smart to the press, it's like I turn it off. I'm a Kyrie on-the-court guy. And if he's on the court for the next 5 years with the Celtics and tries to win some championships, I'm behind him. 1,000%. 1,000%. But I'm not a Kyrie off the court guy by any means.
No, he's definitely a strange fella. And it makes me miss... I mean, I miss Isaiah Thomas no matter what.
Oh, yeah. You know I do, too.
Seeing him come back the other night was great. I'm not even a Nuggets fan, but I am such an Isaiah Thomas fan for what he did. Without him, we were still rebuilding. He was just a guy that was coming in to fill a spot in the rotation.
Yep.
He was just coming into play.
They traded like Marcus Thornton for him.
Yeah, we didn't expect for him to completely change the path of this organization. And yes, he did. And then we sent him off for Kyrie Irving, which is obviously a great basketball move.
Yeah.
It was a great trade, but we were just so connected to him, and it's just really tough to
right.
him for him to be injured ever since that time he tore his hip in the playoffs fighting for our city.
Well, that's because, Sean, he first tore his hip like on game like 56. So Isaiah Thomas that year tore his hip like now and then played the rest of the season and then further hurt it in the playoffs. That's a guy that, like, I talked about bleeding green. He bled green. Like, he might have bled the truest color green ever. He might have just bled a straight Celtics jersey. I don't know. Like, it was crazy.
Kyrie would never do that.
No, exactly. There's two. And then, you know how I said, like, I'd love to go back and watch that? I'd be okay if Danny Ainge never made that trade. Like, Isaiah Thomas still was that guy. He could be hurt and whatnot. I don't know. Like, obviously, it's a smart basketball move. It's like I was talking about earlier. If you're going to say something, you got to acknowledge prior to, you got to preface it by saying, you know, it's not the right basketball move, just like Tatum for Anthony Davis. Anyone saying that Tatum's better than Davis, they're wrong. It's true. You have a better chance of Anthony Davis being Anthony Davis than Tatum being Anthony Davis. Shocker. Like, Anthony Davis already is an absurd basketball player. Tatum, still developing. You know what I mean? You got to acknowledge it. Just same thing with Isaiah Thomas. Like, I'm fine acknowledging that I would have loved Isaiah Thomas to still be on this basketball team. Never, but we wouldn't have known the brighter side, so it's fine. You know what I mean? Like, we would just be dealing with the Isaiah injury. Guess what? Kyrie Irving didn't even play last year. Everyone's saying, oh, Isaiah's been hurt for so long. Who cares? Gordon Hayward, Kyrie Irving. The Celtics have had more injuries this past 2 years than when if Isaiah Thomas were to be the only guy injured.
And, you know, if Kyrie Irving doesn't re-sign and Anthony Davis doesn't come here, I'm looking at the Celtics' little reunion with Isaiah Thomas. Pair him up with Tatum, Brown, Smart, the other guys and whoever else we bring in, I would love that team. Maybe they don't win a championship right away, or maybe it's just going to be a fun team to watch if that were to happen.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just like you get guys you love. Like, it's depends on what you're looking for as a fan. Like, I truly, this is my whole thing. I truly believe that Tatum, 3-4 years from now, maybe 4+, can be that guy on a team. You know what I mean? I think he can be the best player on a team that wins a championship. Obviously, you got to build around him. You got to make sure you have your A, B, and C players, or B and C in this case. But I'm just talking strictly fandom, like fun. You know what I mean? Like I don't think it would be as fun to put, like, if I was a Miami Heat fan, you got Dwayne Wade, LeBron, Chris Bosh. It's like, oh, great, we got this. But it's not like a fun championship. Like, we just win championships because we put in a cheat code in the video game. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I like the idea of growing Tatum, grooming him into this 1A star, having him lead a team to the championship. He becomes the next, like you said, Paul Pierce, have the B and C players around him, and then it's just a way better story. You know what I mean? Like, if Isaiah Thomas were to win a championship, it was going to be an awesome story.
And I wanted that to happen. And you never know. You know, we have a lot of draft picks coming up. We don't know where they're going to land, but they could potentially give us some really important pieces to put around Tatum, to put around Brown and Marcus Smart and these other guys. So no matter what happens, if we don't get Davis, we lose Irving, I think this team is still heading in a really exciting direction, right? And yep, it's going to be a team that people want to watch.
I agree. Sean, you know what my conspiracy is? And I tried to put a couple feeders out to a lot of the people that I talk to in close to teams and just close to the NBA or whether they cover the sports or what, just people that have a better idea than I do. I put a couple feelers. No one really bit. But I think, and I'm going to stick to it, Sean, mark it right here. About 20 minutes into this podcast, I'm saying that Danny Ainge's master plan is not to trade Tatum for Anthony Davis. It's to get Kyrie to sign a 4-5 year deal, trade him to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. Then you have Terry Rozier, Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, Anthony Davis. That's a hell of a lot better to me than just Kyrie, Anthony Davis, Gordon Hayward. I mean, if you have to move everybody, because I think Marcus Smart's going to have to be in the deal too, just to make money work. It's either him, Hayward, or Horford, and I wouldn't want them if I was the Pelicans. So, I'm telling you, I think I'm onto something here. I mean, I'm probably wrong, but I want all the credit if I'm right. No backlash if I'm wrong.
That's really tough.
Danny, hey, it's a deal I'm trying to make here. Danny Ainge is going to lock up Kyrie, because Kyrie, if you were to trade him right now to the Pelicans, he'd just leave, and the Pelicans wouldn't do it. You get Danny Ainge to have Kyrie put ink to the paper to play 5 more years in Boston, Boston with quotes around it. He's now under contract. You trade him to the Pelicans, and everyone's, oh, why would you do that? Like, one guy I talked to was like, are you serious? Why would anyone ever want to come here again? It's like, did you see what they did to Isaiah Thomas? Like, you don't get more cutthroat than that. Isaiah Thomas was on the plane ride back from his wedding anniversary with his wife on vacation, and he got a phone call, and then he got a text from Danny. He's like, call me. And then Isaiah's like, can you just text me? I'm on the plane. And Danny Ainge was like, nah, I need you to call me. And then they talked for 10 minutes, and then Danny Ainge was like, hey, Isaiah, by the way, I traded you. Like, he didn't even, like, it just
didn't lead off with that.
No, it was like, hey, how was the trip? Oh, wow, a couple years with the wife, huh? Nice. And then, by the way, I traded you. And it's like, what?
How you doing in your new home in Boston? By the way, I traded you to Cleveland. Sorry.
I mean, but seriously, it's like, and Danny Ainge, everyone says he's a cutthroat. At least he traded him to a team that had a championship chance, like LeBron James.
And our rival.
Yeah, I mean, he did it. So I think it's less cutthroat if he trades Kyrie to the Pelicans. I'm so for that, though. I would be, if that's how you get Anthony Davis, I'd rather trade Kyrie. I think I said that earlier here, but I think Terry Rozier is already a better point guard than probably half the starting point guards in the league, really. He's ready to start.
So we're re-signing Rozier in this scenario?
Right. So and you know, this is probably all stemmed from my Terry love. Like, actually, this whole thing isn't about Kyrie, isn't about Anthony Davis, isn't about Terry.
I got bad vibes about Rozier this season.
Oh, give me a break. Rozier.
I think he thinks he's better than he is.
Well, he is. He's way better than the role he's in. That's fair. But I mean, okay, so let me ask you this. What's the worst drop-off? So you have Kyrie Irving to Terry Rozier, right? And then you have Jason Tatum to Semi Ojeleye. What's worse?
I mean, I think you know the answer.
Yeah,
there.
Okay. So, let me just put that there.
So Davis would be here for 1 year, because there's no way he'd be re-signing if we trade Irving.
I don't know. Maybe he would want to. Kevin Garnett didn't want to be here. He said it.
You gotta find your Ray Allen to the puzzle.
Yeah.
So Tatum's your Pierce. KG, Anthony Davis is KG. We got to find our Ray Allen.
Jalen Brown, maybe Terry Rozier, who knows?
Maybe. They got to prove us.
Terry Rozier can be the
Rondo before next season.
I just think that I'd rather do that. I think that I do truly believe any player that comes here is willing to stay. If you name one Celtics player or anything that really, like, they get here and they don't want to be here. It's happened with the Red Sox, too. David Ortiz didn't want to stay here. And now, like, David Ortiz, Kevin Garnett, these guys are, like, absolute Celtics, Red Sox legends. And look, they didn't even want to be here. It's like, I'm sure Randy Moss wasn't stoked about coming here either. I don't know, probably was.
I mean, he was leaving Oakland, so.
Yeah, probably was. And you go to the Patriots, like, yeah, I'm just going to go win a Super Bowl. Except that didn't work out for him. But either way, it's like, I can't think of a name right away of a guy that comes here and just doesn't want to be here. You know what I mean? This is the fans we have, the teams, the organizations that we put around it. It just, it's like, if you are a sport, if you really do care about playing the sport you love as your career, like Anthony Davis clearly does, I think he comes here. Even if he's not planning on re-signing, I think he stays here. I think it's just like that. And they're a good enough team. Anthony Davis, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, hopefully getting back to what he was. Like, let's not forget him. I think that they're a damn good team. I do. I think that they're a better team than just Kyrie and Anthony Davis. Except, you know, you win championships with stars. Like, that's the only thing that it comes down to. I think it's a better and more fun overall team. Like, team. You got to think about that word. The Celtics are a worse team when Kyrie's on the court, right? But they're going to win more games. They're a better team because they pass the ball, get more assists when he's off the court. But they're going to win less games on average. So it depends. Because I think Tatum, like I said, this is all going back to me believing that a couple years from now, Tatum can be that guy, if not close to that guy. You know? So it's like, if I didn't believe that, then I wouldn't want to trade Kyrie for Anthony Davis. I'd want them to play together. But I'm thinking Tatum becomes the Kyrie sort of star in the meantime.
And right now, I'm envisioning Anthony Davis just standing in that Celtics home tunnel, just hitting his head off the basketball like KG and just waiting for his name to be called.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm getting goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, just think about that. That'd be great. And it's like Rozier's passing him alley-oops and stuff. Oh, I know you're thinking about that, Sean.
Actually, that hadn't crossed my mind. I was kind of thinking about him and Tatum. But Rozier's somewhere in the back. He'll come out eventually. But
I'll tell you
that could be special.
Just, I think Markelle Fultz is going to prove some people wrong now that he's going to be okay and he's going to come back healthy. Same with Rozier. Rozier is going to go sign somewhere this offseason, and he's going to, because the Celtics are not going to match like a $17 million deal. They offered him, I heard from someone that they offered him $12 million per year at the extension, and he declined it, which is obviously, like, why wouldn't you do that if you know you can get 17 plus at another team? And he will. Terry Rozier is going to go.
He's going to the Pelicans or the Lakers.
He's going to go somewhere else, and he's going to be good. So we'll see where he goes, but Sean, let's talk about, with a few more minutes left, let's talk some Patriots like you wanted to, because there have been a couple, theories going around. So Tom Brady posted an Instagram of his kids, like, looking off into the distance, and he said something about love you or whatever, love my family, and then Odell, what did he say? Odell was like, love you, brother.
Oh, yeah. We won't even get into the comments of people shitting on Brady for that picture.
Yeah, I mean, the kids were clothed. I saw someone analyze it. The boys had shorts on, and I guess you just probably couldn't see the bikini top of the thing. I don't know. Could be wrong. Maybe
they're on vacation.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit what Tom Brady does with his kids. And Giselle is a foreigner. Like, she's probably all for nude beaches and stuff. Sign me up to go to that beach.
Absolutely.
And so I don't really care. Let's not, like you said, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the possibility of Odell Beckham coming to the Patriots. I think that'd be absurd. Now, I'm not just going to give you that easy. Like, oh, do you want him on the Patriots? I'm going to give you either or. Would you rather Antonio Brown or Odell Beckham come into the Patriots? Feel like it could be an easy answer, but let's see what you say.
Well, when you say it's going to be an easy answer, that adds more pressure to it.
Yeah. Oh, that means, see, now you don't know.
See, now I'm not really sure of Odell Beckham's contract.
Okay.
And Antonio Brown, I think, is a free agent after next season.
Right.
I believe. And, you know, he's averaged about 1,500 yards, 113 catches, and 11 touchdowns every year since 2013. So it's hard to say I would not want him. He's proven over a consistent amount of time that he can be a superstar. Obviously, that diva thing, which Odell kind of carries too, but mm-hmm. not as much as Antonio Brown. But I'd want to say Antonio Brown, because I think Brady can kind of get him together. He's not going to be calling him out and screaming at people like Ben Roethlisberger does. It's a completely different environment. Mike Tomlin's not there, who's a terrible head coach, cannot control a locker room. So I'm going to say Antonio Brown.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say Odell, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, damn.
The contract's crazy. Absolutely crazy, but that's the huge knock. Antonio Brown's 30, going 31 years old. He's not as much of a go-up-and-get-it type guy, even though Odell's pretty small, too. And we're missing a huge part here, Sean. Everything you said was right. Everything you said was completely right. You actually have, the contract, the consistency. You're right about that. But you know what I like? Is that Odell wants to play here. We're missing the whole thing. Antonio Brown is a malcontent if he doesn't want to be somewhere. What if he doesn't want to be here? What if he's mad about coming here? We know Odell wants to come here, so I'm totally Odell. I guess it wasn't really that easy because you already swayed my opinion just a little bit. So I'll give you credit for that.
You're kind of swaying me back to OBJ too, so I'm a little confused now.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Well, now I'm a little confused that you're
I'm thinking about him and Gronk because Gronk's coming back and Edelman and all these guys.
Let me just ask you. Did Antonio Brown comment on Tom Brady's post? Did you see what Odell tweeted today too?
I did not see
that. He said it just seems like it's different over there. ... Go emoji.
Yeah, I did see that, and I didn't even think about what he actually said. I just saw the goat.
But now it kind of makes sense. The contract is something Bill Belichick would never do. I don't know. Maybe he can get them to restructure if he really, because he has said before he wants to be like Tom Brady in terms of greatness. Maybe he could restructure. Maybe he'd be willing to be like, all right, I'll take less money. Let's figure out more. I don't see that happening. I really don't. I mean, he is so much money. He single-handedly has pretty much cost the Giants any chance of growing. He's a lot of money. But
I mean, if Gronk retires, we save some money there, but you kind of want to pair them up too, so it's kind of tough.
But he just wants to be here. That's my whole thing. That's the only reason I said it should be easy, because you know what? Skill-wise, I think they both... Odell was the youngest guy to get to X amount of catches in NFL history. He just hasn't played as long as Antonio, so Antonio has the accolades. Antonio's been on better teams. That's... I don't think it's fair in Odell's case to be Antonio Brown has the stats to prove it. Odell is a monster. You get Odell healthy, you get healthy Odell, he's a monster. I mean, he tore his, what, he break his ankle last 2 years ago? And he's a young guy, and he's a little bit bigger than Antonio Brown, and like I said, he wants to be here. I love that. Can you imagine an excited Odell Beckham coming here? And yes, he's a little bit of a diva too, like you said, but he's almost more of a fun diva. I know that sounds weird, but he's a dance around, and when he's mad, he's just furious, but guess what?
He loves punching objects on the sidelines.
It's similar to when Tom Brady gets mad on the sidelines. He's yelling. Antonio Brown will just push something over and then run to the locker room and then not show up for practice the next day. It's more of a passion from Odell Beckham than just fuck this, I'm better than everything from Antonio Brown. So you know what? I would rather Odell Beckham Jr. over Antonio Brown solely because he's 5 years younger, and I just think that him wanting to be here, I can only imagine how excited they'd be. And you know what, if he's so openly being hey, brother and son, I know that Tom Brady's close with him too. I guarantee you that they've talked and they've thrown the pigskin on the backyard before. It's not a one-way street. If Odell's that open about how much he loves Tom Brady, I know Tom Brady loves Odell.
And we won't say they're actually hanging out because there could be some tampering involved there.
Yeah,
but the point about Antonio Brown kind of getting upset, he gets upset when other guys get touchdowns.
Yes.
When he's open, but they're also open too. That's why they're getting a touchdown. He would lose his mind now that you say that in New England, because Tom Brady spreads the ball out so much.
I swayed Sean. I made Sean flip.
You did it. You made me flip.
There we go.
These guys, he passes the ball around everywhere. Antonio Brown,
yeah, good point,
will lose his shit.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. So you made me flip even more to my side.
Now picture this, OBJ in the tunnel with Tom Brady and Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah.
The crowd's going wild. Bon Jovi singing Living on a Prayer.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot to think about.
I love it. But, yeah, we'll just leave you listeners off with something to think about right there. Anthony Davis in a Celtics jersey. Odell Beckham in a Patriots jersey. Rings upon rings upon rings upon rings upon rings upon rings upon... All right, I'm just going to stop it there. If you enjoyed this podcast, make sure you are subscribed on iTunes. We're also going to be putting these on the Guy Boston Sports YouTube channel. And you know what? Make sure you subscribe there. Subscribe on the iTunes, and also give us a rating. And you know what, Sean? They can follow you on Twitter at PalmerGuyBoston. You can follow me on Twitter at EvGuyBoston. And we are slowly but steady growing the Boss Talk Twitter at The Boss Talk. That's 1SBOS, The Boss Talk. We're at how many followers right now? We're at 168 followers, Sean. That's 35 since our last episode that we've gained. Hey, it's going slow, but it's getting there. It's nothing like the thousands that we have combined. So make sure you follow the Boss Talk on Twitter too. And
speaking of the Boss Talk, we actually had two small questions that we should probably.
If Sean wasn't here, then I would never look at the fan questions. I'm so bad at that. All right, Sean, hit him with us.
All right, we got Z Celtics asked, how can Brad Stevens get these players to play to their full potential? Should Brad be doing more?
Oh, that first off, Z Celtics, I think he is from, I'm pretty sure he's from like Manchester or something. I know where he's from.
You're correct. Manchester, England.
Are you sure?
What a guy. Yeah, I just
checked. Knew it. He's a frequenter in my stream. So he's an awesome. He stays up till like 4 a.m. or whatever and watches the Celtics. It's crazy. But yeah, Sean, before we answer that, how funny is it? I'm saying, yeah, we gotta grow the Twitter. Let's grow the Twitter. And I'm just completely disregarding.
Fuck their questions.
Yeah, completely disregarding the questions that we got. But all right, so let's see. Let's read that again. I got it up here. How can Brad Stevens get these players to play to their full potential? And should Brad be doing more? Yeah, I'm a full believer in that. I wrote an article about it a while ago that he just needs to. Let me know if, I don't know if you read my article, because you probably don't consume any of my content, Sean. You're just as mean as me.
Yeah, avoid your stuff at all costs.
Evan, yep, X, close the page. But so what I say in that is Brad Stevens in football would be an awesome offensive coordinator, but he would never be right now at that point. He would never be that motivational head coach that they need. The Celtics fans really need him to be just as much of an X's and O guy, but like a fearless leader that would guide them into anything. I don't think he's there yet. I don't think the players follow him like that. Like, I don't think that he's fully respected by the players. I think they get it, but it's like respecting of like Josh McDaniels. Tom Brady knows he can rip Josh McDaniels anytime that he wants. He does. He knows Josh McDaniels does some damn good shit on the sidelines. He does his work. But he doesn't respect him as much as Bill Belichick. I think the players look at Brad Stevens as an equivalent to an offensive coordinator. That's just where I am. So I think Brad does need to do more. And not to keep ranting, but I use the LA Clippers loss as an example. Doc Rivers was out of his mind yelling when they were down 28 points, talking to players, motivating guys. And how did that work out? Meanwhile, you're watching Brad Stevens. They blow a 28-point lead. Brad Stevens, I don't even know if he blinked. He just had the same face on for the entire game. And not that I want him to go full Doc Rivers mode, because that's all Doc does is yell. We need more out of Brad Stevens. Sometimes if a guy's doing shitty, instead of sticking to your rotation, you need him to be like, hey, get the hell out of the game. When you want to try, you let me know. That type of thing. And we don't have any of that. So what do you think of that, Sean?
And we can put this on a quote card. Celtics will not win a championship unless Brad Stevens grows a beard.
You think? I like that.
He needs the intimidation factor. He needs, like, Greg Popovich, they need to look at him like, all right, this is a man and not just a teenager that he kind of looks like.
Maybe Brad Stevens needs to hit, like, the weight room or something or change his eye contacts so that they're not baby blue eyes.
And Semi Ojeley, hit that weight room with him. Get going.
Yeah, I just do think he needs to do more. I think a lot of this blame is on him because you know what? Guess what? There's no such thing as too much talent. If a coach can't win with talent, then he's got to hit the road. And I am so far from firing Brad Stevens. There's no other better option out there. People say it in the stream all the time. Oh, fire Stevens after losses. It's like, okay, and hire whom? Like, who do you really want for Brad Stevens? What I want is Brad Stevens to maybe feel the fire under him. You know what I mean? Like, oh, maybe people are saying I should be fired and let me go coach my balls off. That's what I want. I don't want Brad. Just like Jaylen Brown, I said it before he even got sent to the bench. I said he needs to get sat, and then he'll start playing better. Look what Jaylen Brown has been now. You know, months after not starting, he's starting to be like, oh, screw this, I'm going to go play. And he's inches away from getting his starting spot back. Same with Brad Stevens. He needs to feel the fire, and he needs to get back to coaching some good basketball.
Grow that damn beard.
Yeah, Sean's answer to that is very simple. Does Brad Stevens need to be doing more? No, he needs to be doing less shaving.
Exactly. Less grooming.
So let's see. We got the you got the next question up in front of you?
Yes, we have Boston Sports Boy with an I. He says, do the Celtics need home court to make the finals? I say easy answer is yes.
Yeah, I think so too. I think if he's talking about this year, I'm assuming, I think 100%. I don't even know if that gets it done. Like I said, I'm off the finals. I'm off the Celtics winning the finals this year, but making it there, I do think they need home court. Although I'm still a firm believer that we're going to be seeing a way different team in a couple months. So take that for what it's worth. But that will wrap up the podcast. Even though I gave the entire outro already, I'll do it again. Make sure you are following the podcast along on iTunes. You can hit the subscribe button and review us. And same thing on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe to the Guy Boston Sports YouTube channel. We have a lot of videos coming up there. I know Sean and I are both going to be doing some more video content coming soon. You can follow me on Twitter at @evguyboston. Follow Sean on Twitter at Sean or at @PalmerGuyBoston. And then follow the Boss Talk on Twitter at the Boss Talk. That's BOS1S, the Boss Talk. We're trying to grow that bad boy, trying to get more listeners, and now we're trying to take this to the moon. So, Sean, we will talk to these guys later.
Go.